This week, my guest is a learning and development coach for online course creators who want to create a deeply engaging, motivating, and memorable learning experience for their students. Claire Addiscott specializes in gamification techniques, processes, and strategies, and loves all things Kajabi. And her and I are talking about gamifying Miss It to Maven, the fundamentals, so that we could drench it in dopamine for my clients. I think you're going to get a lot from this episode, whether you are looking from a course creator perspective or as somebody who has engaged with online courses and content and want to know like why some are engaging and some aren't, and if you are thinking about joining us for this 10-year anniversary live round of Misfit to Maven, which starts on the 8th of April. On the 25th of March, I'm doing a free event where you get to come and experience some of this magic for yourself. I will be offering a lot of bonuses live on the call, but I'll also be taking you through a really incredible eclipse portal, full moon in Libra, letting go of self-sabotage patterns, old identities, and stepping into becoming the compass so that you have unshakable self-trust. If that sounds interesting, check out the links in the show notes. For now, enjoy. You are listening to Adulting with Ebony. Season 7 brings together neurodiversity, human design, and embodiment so that Gen X or millennial misfits and late diagnosed neurospices become empowered, embodied, and fully expressed. This is the show where I actively encourage you to feel your feelings rather than think them, glow up, not grow up, and become full of yourself. Because who the fuck else should you be full of? Each week, I have real and raw conversations about what it takes to be fully resourced and have happy, healthy, intimate relationships as a dopamine deficient adult wanting to create a better future by being the change that you want to see in the world. I am your host, Ebony Allard, aka Ebony Alchemy, a late diagnosed ADHDer, combined type and Asperger's in case you like specifics, artist, mystic, and self-actualization facilitator. I'm an international award-winning multiple brain integration technique master coach with special interest in embodied human design for neurodivergence. I've been in the personal development, creativity, and entrepreneurship spaces all of my life. And as a 5-2 emotional manifesting generator with a left angle cross of distraction, I am here to help you know what to trust and what to tune out. Each week, I share relatable, practical ways that mean you get to take less responsibility for more reward and safely remove your camouflage for more belonging, acceptance, and fulfillment. Ready? Let's go. I am really excited to have you on the podcast today, Claire, because we are going to be talking about gamification, and particularly in context to gamifying my signature program, Misfit to Maven Fundamentals, kind of 9 years into its iteration, and it's evolved and changed so much. And I actually, the first thing I'm really curious about is how the experience of working with me on a course that was already quite mature and had been around a while, and I had lots of opinions about it for you, because I imagine that most of the time you work with people who haven't built it yet, right? Who are starting and, you know, and going, oh, I'm going to build a course and gamify it, rather than I've got a course, let's gamify it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people that I work with already with game, because gamification is about increasing motivation and engagement. I do work with a lot of people who already have courses set up, and it's working with what they've already got. But most of the time, they've already got it and they know it's already structured there, and they're just trying to scale it. With you, we were looking at how you were doing a lot of work about how you could improve it and what else you could include, and helping to formulate this amazing, incredible product, as well as gamifying it. So it was really interesting for me to sit with you and kind of go through that process of working out what needs to be included, and what, especially with things like bonuses and extra modules and extended learning and things. So it was really nice to sit down and kind of work with you on this web that you were building to give your clients like the ultimate course experience. It was really cool.
Thanks. And I think I am so, like, one of the biggest issues and hurdles in my life generally is that I, as an ADHDer, I over, in layman's terms, I overcomplicate things. Now, I don't think I'm overcomplicating things. My brain just works in a complicated way, right? My brain is a web, and it's always thinking in. Each thought has like 12 things that come off it, right? This kind of very ADHD way of thinking. And so that's beautiful and wonderful, but it can be really confusing for people when they need to make their way through a program. And I really wanted to take this program that I love, feel very passionate about, know works, and has been confusing to people. And I really saw it as a journey, but I had no idea how to like simplify it, lay stuff out, and take people on that journey. And so for me, part of the gamification was, adding badges and levels and side quests, but also allowing people to stay on track whilst having fun that took them off track.
Yeah, and that's gamification. It comes down to individual player types, and different people like different things. So some people like a really linear path they could just follow step by step, which is where your map came in really well. Well, we designed that map with the you are here at different stages through your course, because some people want to follow a linear path, and other people love to explore, and they like going down and doing all the side quests and looking for things and things that might be hidden or things they've got to do to unlock other bonus material and things. So the way you were approaching it was really good, because we got to cover a lot of the different player types and know that the material that you're providing would appeal to a lot of different people, no matter how their brain worked or what brain patterns they used or what their player type was. And they would de so they would everyone would get something out of your course with the way that you were laying it out and the way you were mapping it out.
And I think that's really interesting, because for me, like, as I said, it's 10 years old. It has evolved a lot over those years. And for one of the main reasons that it has evolved is that when kind of as I've been growing up in the industry and learning, because none of us know how to do any of this when we start, right? Like, you learn with each thing of like, how do I market and what's the psychology behind it and who are my people? And everyone's got a different thing that they want to tell you. And so many people told me to niche down and only, I should be appealing to one person. And in many ways, like one player type. And I had never really heard of player types. I still don't really know what they are. But I know that I have two types of people. As someone with dual diagnosis, my brain works in two different ways that are quite contrary. And so I wondered if you could talk a little bit more on player type, whether there are like ones that people fall into, or whether there's thousands, for example.
There's about 81 different player types, but they generally boil down to kind of four main player types. We've got achievers, explorers, socializers, and killers, which sounds very dramatic. But achievers are kind of your born competitors. They're driven by accomplishments and goals and recognition, and they enjoy overcoming the challenges to get the rewards. And so incorporating systems like points and badges or rankings really appeals to them. And explorers, the name speaks for itself. They love to investigate and look at, well, what's that? What might that be? Where will that take me? If I then open that up, what will that teach me? Or if I go over on this path, off this side, down this side quest, what will I achieve by doing that? So they're much more free in choosing where they want to go, and then they're much less worried about time and getting to the end and hitting a goal. They would rather spend the time exploring things and getting the most out of the content, rather than trying this linear path to get to the end and tick the done box. And socializers are more interested in social interaction. They prioritize connection, interacting with other people in the course, helping other people along the way, chatting about activities, group discussions, peer-to-peer, work, you know, co-working, all that kind of stuff. Socializers love doing those kinds of things. And so putting things in like group coaching or a community, for example, is a brilliant space for socializers to thrive. And then killers are kind of, they're in it to win it. They want to do all the things. They want to get to the top of the leaderboard. They want to do it the fastest, the best, the most accurate. They want to make sure they consume everything so they know all of it, but in the most efficient way possible. So they're kind of like your four main player types.
And I would say that we designed Misfit to Maven, the fundamentals, with achievers and explorers in mind.
Yeah, for
That the
sure.
Maven Haven is an add-on. And so it's a very specific place where you can come and do social interaction because half of my people love that bit and half have absolutely no interest whatsoever in, in even being awake when other people are, right? Like they will probably do their achieving or exploring. And very antisocial times and don't want anyone else involved in it. So yeah, it was there was some method to how we put some stuff together. And
Yeah, definitely.
I think there probably are killers in my world. So weird.
It's such a strong word, isn't it? You kind of think, well, could they not have phrased that slightly better than that? I mean, this is all based on the Bartle test. So yeah, you think, well, you
And it's not that sort of course. And so when people come, I do courses that are like that, but it's not that sort of course. And I would almost go as far as saying that it's not an achievers kind of a course because there are people who love to go through it and they constantly say to me, "Have I done it right? Have I done it right? Have I won? Right? Am I there yet? Have I achieved?" And I'm like, the thing with M2M is it's a philosophy and a journey, and it's designed to make you more of an explorer and less of an achiever, which is a really interesting concept in itself, I think, because so much of our society is set up with kind of that achiever mentality in mind.
Yeah, definitely. And what you can do, the thing that you did so well was rewarding your achievers with badges and bonuses at different points in time, so that gave them permission to stay and explore, because they were still achieving, for want of a better word, by receiving these bonuses and this recognition as they went through the course. So it encouraged them to not race to the end. It gave them permission to stay and explore, because the rewards were given periodically.
Yeah. And then for those who potentially like to explore so much and go off on side quests that they never get past pillar four, there were some disappearing bonuses, let's say, or like things that may push people that little bit further.
Little teases.
I do like to, I think there is that balance in like, if you're someone who spends your whole life exploring and like looking at all the details and but you're also like, but why is there no money in my bank? Why do I not finish anything? Why aren't I moving ahead? There's a little bit of like me kicking your butt and like motivating you to move forward. And ultimately, gamification, I think, is about motivation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think again, it sort of flips where, like you've said, that you're encouraging explorers to achieve by giving periodic bonuses and teasing them with bonuses they can have in the future, but they will disappear within a certain amount of time. So that helps them, it helps encourage them to do the work. Explorers are procrastinators. We'll just stay here, we'll just stay in this little safe space for a little bit longer because I feel nice and comfortable here. And there's so many little things that I can do that will take my mind off of moving forward. So that's where that encouragement and that sort of commitment to help them engage with the content works so well.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that potentially stopped me from doing it before, and I am so pleased that I did do it. Like, I'm so pleased because it's given me full confidence in the program, full confidence that I have given my participants everything I possibly can. Like, I've done my bit, right? And the other part that I have struggled with over the years is My podcast is called Adulting with Ebony. A lot of my work is about self-actualization. Like, what I really want to help people to do is to become confident, self-reliant adults, right? And I'm not here to rescue them, I'm not here to save them, I'm not here to do the work for them. And I don't want them to not do it, right? Because and some of the stuff that I'm asking people to do or to think about or to contemplate is scary, challenging, difficult. And so again, like, not wanting to be their mum, not wanting to be over responsible, but also wanting to like push people and challenge them to go further. I think gamification is such a great way of finding that balance as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And the social interaction as well, that helps people to explore further, or they might see things from other people in a community, and that community gives them a safe space where they can voice concerns, or they can raise questions, or they can be part of something bigger than themselves, which helps take them outside of themselves and encouraging them to just take those brave steps and make those things when you're going so deep into things and investigating who you are and where you are and what you want to be, it again it's easy to stay stuck in the past when what we really want is for us to move forward into a future where we can adult with confidence. And a community can really help build that confidence and build that trust within ourselves.
Yeah. And like I said, I've got the Mavenhaven, and I love that for people who know, right? And what tends to happen is people do or sign up or join the Mavenhaven when they know that they are people who enjoy social interactions. In my human design, there's a lot of fours in there, right? And then there are people who don't think that they want that bit. And we've again weaved in different layers. So we've got the comments. And one of the things in the playbook at the beginning of the course, we enabled comments so that people can answer the questions that I put in there. And everyone does. This is one bit about responsibility where I'm like, do you think that you take responsibility for yourself? Like, do you think that everything in life just happens to you? Do you think it happens for you? These kind of things. And I've actually been really surprised about how honest everyone's being and how much they are filling that in. And then everyone else can see, oh, well, these people have filled it in, so I'm going to as well. And then they've got like replies from me saying, make sure you come back after you've been on the whole journey to compare your answers now with your answers afterwards. So that's been really cool to watch as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's really, your program's very good at helping people with growth, for sure.
Yeah, and then there's that other bit, not to dismiss that, but it's, I mean, it is, but it's also like one of the things, again, as a business owner and a course creator, I really struggled with for a long time is how do I let it still feel intimate and like a community without me being in it every single day and like holding people's hands and talking to them and being around. And so the community call, which I have once a month, has this kind of open space where people can come and drop into. And like all the way through the program, we've had put links to that and a place that people can come. And people have started doing that as well, right? Like coming to the community call and asking questions about the content, which then kind of infects everyone else because they're like, well, what are you talking about? That sounds really fun. And so, this piece of like it has not been instant gratification for me to create a course and then have it all work. Actually, it's taken me quite a long time and lots of little incremental tweaks to get it to a place where it is like Sims or something, where everything's like feeding, when you're like building things in Sims, you're like, this is just an isolated thing. How is it gonna impact everything else? And then eventually, stuff starts talking to each other and impacting each other.
Yeah, and that flow as well, that flow where all your different things work together so nicely. Yeah, definitely.
They do now. They didn't always. I think that thing for me around wanting instant gratification, wanting people to have your results instantly, to see more money, to see better relationships, to feel like you've got more time, or like all of that stuff. One of the biggest pieces of feedback that I get from working with me generally is I didn't even realize that it was happening. Like each step Like sometimes I'm like, why are we even doing this? You know, nothing's changing, Ebony. And then one day they'll look back and be like, whoa, like 6 months has passed or a year has passed, and my life is completely unrecognizable. And again, for me, like I think that's way better for our nervous systems and creating something that can be gamified and not high octane stressful is something I didn't realize was possible, I think, with gamification.
Yeah, I think a lot of people see gamification as, adding a couple of badges or, throwing in a leaderboard or giving people some points and bosh, there we are. We've got some gamification now. Everyone's going to be happy. And that's not the case. Gamification is so much more than that. It is to do with our setting our objectives and rewarding behaviors for sure, but intrinsically and motivating people to want to do better. And we like because we live in an age where everything is so it's so instant, isn't it? You can go onto Amazon and order something, it comes the next day. You can, all these things that we do with social media as well, the scrolling, constant scrolling, we get this instant gratification from so many different places. And they're all kind of extrinsic motivators. They are driven by external factors that separate you from the activity itself. They're these rewards that we get, and we have come to expect that as a society. And working on yourself, as as we know, is much longer term than that. There is no that there might be some short term instant gratification and instant results, but most of the time it takes time for those results to be recognized within ourselves and for us to recognize them within ourselves. And using your intrinsic motivation kind of stems from your internal desires, your interests, and your enjoyment of an activity. And that is in itself is what helps motivate us through doing what we're doing and to get to the goal and the objective that we set ourselves. I love walking my dogs in the forest every day. Sometimes it's absolutely pouring down with rain, and I'm like, I don't want to do it because it's too cold, it's too wet. But I walk the dogs for the pure joy of doing that and knowing that when I get back, I will feel better and I will feel like I've achieved something, and that is my reward. There's no fanfare going off when I walk through the front door going, "Woo, you've walked the dogs, yay, pat yourself on the back, you've done it for 11 days on your own." I wish there was, because that would be quite good. We need to invent a doorbell that does that. That's what we need. But when you come back and you have that satisfaction, that joy of seeing the dogs running through the forest, and whilst you're in it, you're not necessarily noticing it or getting any kind of gratification. It's afterwards when you reflect on the activity that you think, "Ah, oh, that was fantastic," or "That was brilliant." How many times have we all done things where it might have been a struggle to get through it, but then you get to the other side and you think, "Oh, that was amazing." And that's our intrinsic motivation keeping us going.
I love that distinction, and I think it's really, really interesting for so many reasons and illuminates weird parts of my brain. So there's two things. The first one is I do misinterpreting the fundamentals as my signature program, and one of the things that I hear the most often about people not joining is, "I don't need to do the fundamentals. I have been doing this for years, right?" Or like, "I'm past the fundamentals part of my life." And to that, I would mostly say, "Well, that's your ego, a beginner's mind piece." And even I go through the fundamentals still from time to time, and I still get so much from it every single time because I've forgotten those fundamental things, right? Those things that at the beginning bring us awe and magic, and then over time we're like, yeah, I know that, and don't come back to it. And when I work with my one-to-one clients who spend 10 times what the fundamentals is with me, when we get to the end, I always say to them, "What was your best bit? What was your favorite part of working with me?" Every single time, without fail, they say the value filter. And the value filter is £110, and it's built into the fundamentals, right? We did a really cool thing where we've set it up again so people can get, they have to get their compass before they can even get their map. And I love the way that we did that. And it is fascinating to me how many people will not buy the fundamentals at the the value filter, the compass at the beginning for £110, because they want the one-to-one with me at like 8 grand, but they can't afford that, so they do nothing. I don't know what, again, I don't really know what to do about that, but it is hilarious to me that after spending, and that's not to say spending, the big money and doing the one-to-one isn't hugely rewarding and isn't a load more, but it is brilliant that they always say the compass is the most important thing, because that's, like you were saying, that is helping them identify their intrinsic motivation and use it every day, so that they get that feeling of stepping through the door and the fanfare and the clapping and the joy of walking the dogs or whatever it is. Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And then the other piece was Instagram have just, so at the time of recording, they just introduced this thing where, at least for me, budges. And so now I get things like celebrations and fanfares. I got one yesterday. You have shared a story every day for 7 days. Bing, 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 like my whole thing lights up. This post has had 500 likes. Bing, 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 and my whole screen lights up. And what's interesting is that for a lot of people, that's probably great. And for me, it feels so cheap and weird. I'm like, oh, I need to put my phone down and not touch it. Like I've been on this way too much.
It's imposing a boundary. The gamification is
I
imposing a
don't think
boundary.
that's the effect that they wanted it to have.
No. Oh dear, that's funny. That is
Is
funny.
there anything else that I haven't thought about that we bought into and that we thought about? Again, and I don't think people understand what goes into making a course magic. And I often describe the fundamentals as magic. And it's not, there is some logic in there, and there is a process, and there is like all of these different things, but I've really tried to make it a story and an experience. Can you remember anything else that we put in that added to that? Because I won't remember.
No, I was just going to, when you said story and experience, I was just going to say, it's the feelings behind everything that we did. We put a lot of thought into how people would feel when they did these things, and what when they got achievement, when they achieved the objectives and got the rewards sent to them for doing that, for achieving those objectives. So how would they feel about that, and how do I want this to look so that they feel good? And that's a lot to do with, the connection part is a huge part of gamification. It's about being part of the course without being there 24 hours a day. Like you were saying, you didn't want to be in there all the time and hand holding and mothering them, but you still get to be a part of the course and create those feelings as if you are there every day because of the thing, the works that we put in around designing badges, designing certificates, designing the flow of it, and adding in those extra products where they do have contact with you and they can be part of your world directly. So that enables them to have that connection with you as the course provider, rather than it being a course that's just separate or it's self-led and they just sort of have to go in and self-motivate to do it, and they don't have that connection with the person who designed the work.
Yeah, you've just reminded me, and this is one of the, so from shifting then from being a player or a participant or a client going through it, but to being someone who perhaps is listening to this, who designs courses and who wants to create something and is listening to this saying, I must get in touch with Claire and see how she can help me gamify mine, which you must. Two other things that I want to say that we put in. So the first one was, words of affirmation are really important to me, and asking for them all the time is not not something I want to do. But we set it up so that in order to pass each level or to get to the badge or to complete and to move on, there's some feedback that they've got to give us, and it's disguised, right? It doesn't look like feedback. It's not a feedback form. It's, really, really easy for them to do, and actually it's a reflection question and really helpful for them. And I have had feedback from people saying, I really like that I get to do that, and I really like that I get notifications in my inbox every single time, and I get to see what it is that they've actually learned that from that pillar, which is so cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the other day, I got someone tell me, they were like, oh my God, I've just found your gift library. I'd forgotten I'd even put it in there. So it's not like a traditional gift library, but for years and years and years, I made affirmations and like quotes and things, all in particular style. And I used to put them out on Instagram when life was simpler. And I've got hundreds of them. And so I made them into a like an oracle deck or like a GIF online, and it's hidden in one of the levels. And you can go and like press it and then click your mouse and it will stop on a like an affirmation or a question for you of the day. And now tons of people have got that like open as a screen where they can go and like click it and play with it. And I'd forgotten I'd put it in. So yeah.
Yeah, it's the simplest things again, but that is an example of an instant reward for them. You know, it's something that connects them to you, but it's an instant reward. The feedback form that isn't a feedback, it's not a form, it doesn't look like something formal, but it gives them a chance to reflect on what they've learned, which, you know, cements that learning and also gives you some feedback as to how people are perceiving your course and your information. So that's, you know, and again, that's another point of contact with you without you having to be there.
Yeah, it's something that was a big investment for me last year, and not financially. I want to make that really clear. Like working with you is an absolute bargain in terms of the price point and the investment. Like I highly recommend that. Everyone who is listening to this and is like, "Why? I don't know. This sounds like please do go and work with Claire." It was a much greater time investment for me. Than I mean, the story of my life, than I was expecting it to be, right? Because I always think everything will happen in a very short time. Like, I would totally be done in like quarter one of last year. And really, it took me the whole year to not my process with you, but to get M2M where I wanted it to be. And again, I'm so glad I made that investment because it is done. And the one thing I think I said to you right at the beginning is I want to feel like I'm super confident in that course, that I don't have to worry in my brain that forgets stuff all the time and doesn't even remember what's in a course, that I need to add to it or tweak it or change it or make it better. This nanny journey is never gonna, like, not never, I know myself, but I feel so confident in it as a course and as an experience that it was totally worth spending that time on it.
And it is a time investment, isn't it, when we're trying to make something feel good as well as look good. And I remember from at the very beginning there was a lot of chaos in that you had lots of products and we didn't really know where that you know how they were going to all fit together, and you had extra stuff that you from previous years, and all this wonderful material that we wanted to use and make use of, and it was working out how that was going to work together, so it felt calm and confident for you and for the people that are doing the course as
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
yeah.
I even forget, and I think that's that thing, right? On the surface, and you know, you totally can be an achiever and go in, and there are eight pillars, and you know, it's a simple layout, and you can walk your way through it. If you've done that, highly encourage you to go back to the beginning and try again, because there are so many extra layers and content and videos and workbooks. And like, I even put in the other day, right at the bottom of one of the Google Docs, there's a link that says something like, ha ha, you've just found this. And then there's like 10 years worth of like notes I've made on videos and ebooks and free things and like all sorts of stuff, which to a lot of people is not their thing, right? Like they do not want more content, they want less. And then there are other people who are like really nosy and so interested in stuff that doesn't exist on the internet anymore that I have squirreled away into a little thing. So yeah, it feels really good to have layered and made a program that is such an embodiment of me.
And I think from having put it all together with you as well, it does have a real warmth about it. It is a warm course. It feels nice and cozy and warm, and makes sense. So yeah, you've done a lot of work on putting that together really well.
Thank you. If people are listening to this and they want to come and explore a little bit more about how they might gamify something, a course of their own, or I think you've got quizzes and stuff as well. What's the best place for them to come and find out more?
If you can go to my website, which I'm currently updating, but yeah, if you go to my website, you can find all my freebies on there and a little bit about what I do and who I am and my background in business. Yeah, I've got a couple of freebies on there, one particularly to do with gamification, which is 10 ways to gamify your course that are really easy to implement, and you can kind of do it in half an hour and get all these things on board to help start the gamification process. And then in April, I'm opening up a course creation and gamification community, which will be all about simplifying the course creation process. And implementing gamification as you go along, or if you've already got a course, then that gamification will be useful for you to help you scale and up level what you already offer.
Amazing. So this episode will air middle end of no of March. Middle end of March, I can't remember. And so that means that perfect timing, right? So people can hop on over. I'll make sure that all the links are in the show notes, so it's very easy to click through and go and discover more. Thank you so much, one, for coming on and having this conversation, which is very much all about me and my course, but also for all of the help. You have such a level of expertise and also patience working with me on gamifying fundamentals. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. No, you were great to work with. I loved it. It was so much fun. It was such a fun journey. Really loved it.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I've been Ebony. You've been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, and sharing so that more people can enjoy and engage with us. If you want even more of me, and more importantly, even more of you in your world, take the next step. Become a patron, a Mavenhaven member, get your free human design chart and report, or your compass, aka the value filter, to begin your glow up. Go to www.ebonyallard.com/welcome for more, and I will see you next time.